This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's jobs report for June indicates job creation has rebounded since the previous month. The report just released by the Labor Department shows the economy adding about 224,000 jobs in June, bouncing back from May's 75,000 jobs created. Also, the unemployment rate ticked up to 3.7% in June after holding steady at 3.6% for several months. In Southern California, a magnitude 5.4 aftershock striking just after 4 a.m. today near Ridgecrest after yesterday's 6.4 magnitude quake. Seismologist Lucy Jones.
We have about an 80% chance of at least one magnitude 5 and about a 9% chance that something larger than 6.4 could occur over the next week.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
America celebrating its independence yesterday with President Trump giving a rousing speech last evening during his salute to America on the National Mall.
Through centuries, our soldiers have always pointed toward home, proclaiming, "This we'll defend." They live by the creed of Douglas MacArthur. In war, there is no substitute for victory. They are the greatest soldiers on earth.
Department of Justice officials facing a 2 p.m. deadline today to explain how the department plans to put a citizenship question on the 2020 census. A federal judge in Maryland giving that deadline. That judge is overseeing one of three lawsuits that have challenged that question. Actor Channing Tatum filing for a restraining order against a woman accused of hiding inside his home for 10 days. The actor also asking for protection for his ex-wife and their 6-year-old daughter. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A West Virginia man who built a coal empire that made him a billionaire has been killed in an accident. Chris Klein died when the helicopter he was traveling into Fort Lauderdale from the Bahamas crashed into the Atlantic Ocean yesterday. The 60-year-old Klein's daughter and five others were also killed. Vice President Mike Pence on hand to welcome some new Americans on America's birthday.
Pence joined the head of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, and Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, who is an immigrant herself, at a naturalization ceremony in Washington, D.C.
You come from 26 different countries. You come from just about every walk of life. There's an electrician among you, a banker. There's a college counselor, an IT engineer, and even an Uber driver.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Many Americans, when they think of the state of Alaska, think of cold weather all year round. Well, residents in Anchorage, Alaska, really feeling the heat after the city set an all-time high recorded temperature of 89 degrees yesterday. The previous high had been 85 set in June of 1969. Several recording stations in the Anchorage area also reached 90, one hit 91.
And U.S. Customs and Border Protection says it confiscated 32 pounds of rat meat from a man at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport yesterday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us on the day after our Independence Day. And some of the enthusiasm continues to linger. And I'll tell you, what better guest to have right now than Grover Norquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform, America's preeminent center-right expert on taxes. Grover, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I am doing well. Wonderful to be with you.
Well, I trust it was a great 4th of July, great Independence Day, a time to remember the freedoms of this country. And as many have said before, freedom, you know, comes with a price. And again, it's up to we the people to put themselves in the right position to lead this government.
Oh, absolutely. And it has to be won every single generation. The Constitution is there. Has been. It's the guardrails that keep us from going off the road, but only if we, our parents and our children,
exactly,
pay attention to the guardrails.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ronald Reagan said it very appropriately. He says, doesn't pass in, you know, liberty and freedom that our Constitution grants us, doesn't pass in the bloodstream. It is something that needs to be passed on and picked up by the next generation, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why it's a little bit, you know, surprising, shocking. I don't know, maybe old people are always concerned about the next generation when you have some of these ridiculous polls that say X number of people under 40 think socialism is okay. The only thing that cheers me up is the Scott Rasmussen polling that shows that younger people who call themselves socialists believe it means less government.
Yes, right. Exactly. Well, it proves the point. I mean, look, it. They went through school, and a lot of these kids have been indoctrinated in college, and they were enforced to think in socialistic terms if they wanted to get an A. But if the professors were true socialists, Grover, I insist, then what they should have done was taken the A's that everybody worked their butts off to get and, you know, kind of ameliorated out, just ferreted out amongst everybody. And, you know, Johnny that didn't work as hard, you know, his D needs to become a C at the expense of your A. That's true socialism, isn't it not?
Oh, it certainly is. I went to grade school, high school, after they unionized the public school teachers. So I learned that education by the post office is not a particularly good idea, and that it was going to be on me to make some use of this whole thing. And that if you told the teacher back the nonsense she wanted to hear, you would be fine and get your A. That
right.
did not make me a Marxist, but I wrote like one to get my grades.
Exactly. You knew what the game was, and I think a lot of the kids understand that, because all it takes is their first job in the marketplace to realize that mediocrity is not fun, because this is what socialism does. It dumbs down everything to its lowest common denominator, and there's no reward for excellence. There's no reward for hard work, because everybody gets paid the same, because, you know, that's what's fair, right, Grover?
Yes, and they also don't get any history to understand the history of National Socialism, the history of Soviet Socialism, the history of, well, you think Venezuela might give you a little hint about what's going on. But any reading of history, you don't have to be a student of history, you just have to be vaguely aware that history exists.
Yes.
And the amount of blood on the floor.
Exactly.
And the failure that socialism was. And it should be clearer for this generation. When I was growing up, I had friends who were red diaper babies. Their parents were communists. And, mm-hmm. and they would look you in the eye, and their parents would look you in the eye and tell you the Soviet Union had better health care than we did, that it was richer than us. I mean, before the Soviet Union fell, there were people who could delude themselves mm-hmm. by reading the New York Times. Heck, the RCIA numbers on what they thought the economy was in Russia, they just took their numbers and thought they were real, or at least that's what they were publishing. So even the official U.S. government numbers had Russia being fairly successful as an economy, but I mean, they really were the size of Pakistan as an economy when they collapsed.
Well, if they were so great, where's the innovation? Where's the creativity coming out of Russia today?
There wasn't then, and there isn't now. That's the painful thing. I think a lot of the guys would get up and go, got up and left the country. But when you have such, when the government makes every decision about who does what, people learn that corruption is the way to get ahead, and it's not irrational. It's a rational response to a criminal system. And, you know, you spend all your time trying to get a few extra bucks being corrupt. That doesn't leave a lot of time to invent the Internet.
No, without a doubt. Grover, I maintain, I think you and I talked about this the last time you and I were together, and that had to do with, you know, what we experienced in the previous administration. We got a little preview of some socialistic, you know, ideas and policies. And it didn't fare well for us. And what it did was it stifled the productivity of America. And it took Donald Trump, of all people, if you can only imagine, it took Donald Trump to lift the heavy boot of the regulation nation off the throats of productive Americans. And look where we are right now. We're setting records with unemployment, productivity. People are happier than they've been in a long time. And it is amazing what Donald Trump has been able to do. And if that isn't a practical lesson for the voters going into 2020, I don't know what else this is going to take.
Well, one thing that we need to take out of the last previous 2 years and remind people is that Trump was able to accomplish amazing things beyond what other presidents of a conservative bent have been able to do for a couple of reasons. One, he had a Republican House and Senate. Two, he had a Reagan Republican House and Senate. Reagan didn't have a Reagan Republican House or Senate. There was a Republican majority in the Senate. There were maybe one or two people whose default position is less regulation, less spending, let's confront the Soviet Union, let's lower taxes. Reagan created the modern Republican Party over time in his image so that when Gingrich got in, most of the speaker, most of those Republican House and Senate guys were, in fact, Reagan Republicans. That was their understanding of the modern Republican Party. By 1994, 98% of all the Republicans in the House and Senate who ran for office at the national level signed and kept the taxpayer protection pledge to never raise taxes. That is a wildly different party than before Reagan.
Exactly.
Where Republicans thought, well, raising taxes is just one of our tools, like the guillotine. You know, it's something we might use from time to time. Be aware, taxpayers.
Keep the minions in order, yes.
And so Trump stands athwart Washington, D.C., with a House and a Senate that, when Reagan was president, they would pass laws telling him, you're not allowed to study the privatization of pest control, which was one of the things they tied Reagan's hands with. And they'd stick these little riders into appropriations bills, and you'd go, well, here's a good idea, that's something Reagan could do by himself. No, because as soon as the other team thought you were thinking about it, they'd literally pass a law banning you from studying something like that, never mind implementing it. None of that happened to Trump. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the significant deregulation, the CAFE standards, which mean your cars have to be made out of tinfoil and teeny and small and not say, you know, drive into a tree that you're in trouble, not the tree.
Right.
they're not allowing those to get radically worse as they had planned to do. The Clean Air Act, which is going to put the government in charge of all of electric power and use that to control everything that we do to get energy in the country, that's been rolled back.
Exactly. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Grover Norquist on the other side.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
July 1st through the 7th, Quantum Nutrition Labs is holding our largest sale of the year. 35% off when you buy three or more of any dietary supplements. Multivitamins, calcium, vegetarian proteins, fermented organic turmeric, and over 100 other dietary supplements all on sale. When you buy three or more, you get 35% off. This July 1st through the 7th only. Call 888-588-7578. 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here, and we're going to play for you a cut of Joe Biden threatening to repeal tax cuts. Listen to what he says. This is from his lips to your ears, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, guess what? First thing I do is going to repeal this Trump tax cut. So when I'm president, if God willing I am, we're going to reverse those Trump tax cuts.
Look, there's
the deal. One of the things we got to do is, well, if I'm president, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to end Trump's tax cuts.
The first step is reverse President Trump's tax cut for the very wealthy and corporations.
The first step is reversing the tax cuts.
And look, the tax cutting passed for multimillionaires and billionaires. Guess what? When I'm president, it's gone. It's gone.
The first thing I would do as president was eliminate the president's tax cut.
And folks, on day one, I will move to eliminate Trump's tax cuts as well for the super wealthy.
And I would be going about eliminating Donald Trump's tax cuts for the wealthy.
Vice President.
Look, if I'm elected president, I will immediately repeal the tax cuts for the super wealthy in this Trump's administration.
Well, Grover, there it is. I mean, Joe Biden doesn't hide the fact. I mean, the Democrats are doubling down. You know, they talk about all this free stuff, but really that is such a ruse because it's going to be on the taxes, on the backs of middle America to pay for all this alleged free stuff, right?
Absolutely. And the Democrats, Biden, starting with Biden, but including all 24,000 guys who are running for president on the Democratic ticket this time, Biden and the others have each said they would repeal the tax cut that the Republicans and Trump passed in 2017. The challenge here is that they just told the American people exact to the dollar how much their taxes would go up if you elected a Democrat with the House and the Senate to go with it. The average income family, if you had two parents, two kids, average income family got a $2,000 tax cut because of the Republican tax cut. If the Democrats take power, if you have middle income, dead center middle income family, two kids, $2,000 tax increase from now for the rest of your life, every year, $2,000. Single parent, one child, $41,000, $1,300. Tax cut thanks to the Republicans, and therefore, if Democrats get power, a $1,300 tax increase every year from what you're paying now. So the Democrats are running as Walter Mondale, who said, I will raise your taxes in 1984, and lost 49 of the 50 states. But they're doing it where they're saying, and by the way, here's what you're going to pay, because you can look at your taxes over the last 3 years and know exactly what they're going to take away from you.
Right. Yeah, unlike what they did with Obamacare, they told us we were going to get all this money back, which, in the words of Joe Wilson, along with the fact that no money was going to go to illegals, and Joe Wilson called out President Obama for the lie that it was. Of course, he got castigated, and today we're saying Joe Wilson was exactly right.
Oh, yes. And the Democrats are running as a mix of George McGovern, who in 1972, running against Nixon, took every left-wing idea that was floating around and said, me too, and attached it to himself like a boat anchor. And he got wiped out, right? He carried Massachusetts and something. But the Democrats this year are saying every left-wing idea you can think of, handing out health care to anybody who walks across the border and decides they want to stay because their country sucks. I mean, that's a lot of the world, I'm sorry.
Right.
Your country sucks. Yeah. If that's a good enough excuse to stay and get free stuff. And every left-wing idea plus a promise slash a threat to raise your taxes permanently. Not the 1% or 2% richest people. That's what our friend Obama and Clinton both lied. They said they'd only tax the top 1%. Then they proceeded to pass gasoline taxes and all sorts of other taxes, which hit everybody.
Well, we heard in history, you know, we hear that echoing from the early part of the 20th century. That's how all the tax, income tax program began. It was always they were going after the top 1%. And within a year, they started aiming their guns toward the middle class and the other 99, right?
You were supposed to start paying a 7% income tax if you made, in today's dollar terms, $11 million. Okay. Within a few years, 7% was the lowest tax rate that people paid, and everybody paid more than that. So once they get that tapeworm in there, it just grows.
Grover, how do we fight what's going on here. I mean, Google has picked no bones. They said, look, they're going to do everything they can. And you know the other social media entities, Facebook and Twitter, are doing the same thing. They are absolutely 100% against Donald Trump and anything conservative. They're squashing down bandwidth. They're doing everything they can to regulate, as they said in this private video, this other private video that we'd played earlier for our audience, that they're going to do everything they can to keep Donald Trump from winning again. We saw what happened in California and some of the states with ballot harvesting, some of the illegal things that they did. The Democrats are pulling out all stops. And, you know, do we have enough of the message? Do we have enough critical mass in order to overcome the manipulation and the lying that the Democrats are going to be thrusting upon the body electorate?
I think we do, and for a couple of reasons. One, the president did the tax cut, bringing the business taxes down. We've had hundreds of billions of dollars flow in the United States in direct investment. We've seen millions of jobs. We've seen wages going up. We've seen middle-class wages coming up. We've seen the lowest-income wages going up. We've seen people coming off disability. The number of people on disability is going down because people say, no, I'm not that sick, and there's a job. And,
right.
And they can move into positions. People coming out of prison are getting jobs, for crying out loud. We have more jobs than there are people to fill those positions, and people are coming off the sidelines. Older people deciding to stay in the workforce because there's work to be had. People who haven't been looking are looking. And when the Democrat campaign is the tax cut was only for rich people and the economy sucks, and you look around and you see that's not true, and you look at your own taxes, and there's a 25% on average tax cut for the American people. H&R Block did a wonderful study. You can go state by state. Some states got 27%, some 23%, but about 25% for everybody. That was a tax cut people noticed. And the threat to take that away is going to be front and center. The Democrats add to that that they're at war with the Second Amendment. They usually lie about that. Remember John Kerry saying, I have a shotgun. Now there are 18 million Americans with concealed carry permits. And many states that don't even require concealed carry permits. So the number of people who really have a personal relationship with the Second Amendment is up by the millions from previous elections. 2 million Americans homeschool. The left wants to take that away. They have no hope other than to reelect Trump and a Republican House and Senate. They're just a whole series of all communities of faith understand that freedom of religion is going to survive because of the judges that Trump put in. Imagine what the left would do in stacking the court with left-wing judges so that instead of ever having to vote for left-wing stuff, they just get the courts to do it, which is what they used to do.
Exactly.
Now, the courts are dismantling this whole left-wing agenda that was never voted in, and we're becoming a much more democratic country and a rule of law country, which is something we've been missing for decades.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what President Trump said on his inauguration, that he was returning the government back to we the people. And this is a process because the people have let go of the reins of government for a period of time, and they're starting to see what this looks like. And I think it's encouraging, Grover, don't you think?
I do. Look, whenever you have a nobility that put themselves up and make a living off of everybody else and push people around, in the French Revolution, they hadn't learned to count. There were more peasants than nobles, and there are more citizens in the United States than there are would-be nobility. The self-imposed ruling class, self-created ruling class, is small in numbers. They have a lot of clout. They're on PBS talking all the time.
Right. We got about 15 seconds. We got about 15 seconds left here, so go ahead.
When we all raise our hands, the American people win.
Amen. Where can they go for more information, Grover Norquist?
Website atr.org, and I tweet at Grover Norquist.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The government's jobs report for June indicates job creation has rebounded since the previous month. The report just released by the Labor Department shows the economy adding about 224,000 jobs in June, bouncing back from May's 75,000 jobs created. Also, the unemployment rate ticked up to 3.7% in June after holding steady at 3.6% for several months. In Southern California, a magnitude 5.4 aftershock striking just after 4 a.m. today near Ridgecrest after yesterday's 6.4 magnitude quake. Seismologist Lucy Jones.
We have about an 80% chance of at least one magnitude 5 and about a 9% chance that something larger than 6.4 could occur over the next week.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, always love to hear from you. You can drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Well, you know, we got news that Google said, hey, look, at no holds barred. There is no way we're going to allow what happened in 2016 to take place once again. Facebook came to the Hill. You knew they were lying out their teeth. And now it's clear after a civil rights audit that they are fully embracing the left. Corinne Weaver joins us now. She's staff writer for MRC Tech Watch. Corinne, good to have you with us on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for coming on the show here. So let's talk about Facebook releasing an update on its so-called civil rights audit. What's it telling us?
Well, the civil rights audit is something that Facebook had announced a couple of years ago in response to a lot of people on the left complaining, hey, you have a lot of hate speech on your platform. We don't like the kinds of people that are on your platform. So the former director of the ACLU, Laura Murphy, conducted a massive audit, and in the process of the audit, she and a bunch of unnamed civil rights organizations that I can only assume are left wing, asked Facebook to change a lot of their policies. So Facebook, of course, complied because of course they would. And so the report was released yesterday, and there's so many disturbing parts to the report. Number one, they want hateful ideologies removed. And they already are saying, you know, hate speech is anything that's anti-LGBTQ or anti-immigrant or, you know, anti-leftist ideology is hateful ideology these days.
So there's no nice way, there's no nice way to express any question or any, or
no
begin any conversation.
Oh, okay. No debate allowed.
Okay.
We live in a nanny state. This is a nanny state they want. So they want hateful ideologies removed. I mean, think about it. This could mean Christianity. It could be a hateful ideology. This could mean, you know, any... This could mean just the GOP could be a hateful ideology. Because
anything, anything conservative.
Anything at all. I mean, we are pro... You know, legal immigration, we want stronger borders, and the left is upset with this. So,
and
of course,
pro,
we're going to
pro-life. Yeah, you want pro-life, you want to support life in the womb, well then, you know, that's hate speech, right?
Right, absolutely. If you're discriminating against a woman's right to choose, in their mind. So, you know, all basically... The audit is calling for all arguments to be off the table. It's my way or the highway.
How can this withstand the First Amendment?
It can't. The audit doesn't even address the First Amendment in the slightest. It doesn't say anything about freedom of speech. It says, you know, the people that conducted the audit were very upset with some of the, with, they were saying that hate speech policies are not as enforced as they should be on Facebook.
And humor, humor. There's no more humor. I mean,
yeah, humor's not allowed anymore. Not, it's not necessarily that humor's out. It's that humor that makes fun of other people or other groups is out. They want to take it because apparently this is now, this is still a protected category in Facebook's rule book. Humor that makes fun of people. So, you know, like people who say roast me or, you know, making fun of someone. It's they want it to be censored now for hate speech. And this is a little ridiculous because I'm sure if you look at the top 10 stand-up comedians, I mean, go even further than that. Look at the top 10 comedy films.
Yes, exactly.
All of these make fun of people in some way or form. People are going to be offended. People are offended by everything these days.
Exactly.
I mean, there is no pleasing anybody. But to sit there and say that something like this needs to be, you know, censored or banned because someone's feelings are hurt, you can't please everybody. Like, there's no end to this.
Well, and it's amazing that they've put themselves in this position. I think eventually what's going to happen with Google and Twitter and Facebook is they're going to become irrelevant just by their own actions in trying to be all things to everybody. As we know, I mean, history has taught us that when you try to become all things to everybody, you become nothing to no one. And this is the road that they're traveling on right now. They're putting a lot at risk, not to mention the fact that the government's going to say, because the people, we the people are going to say enough of this stuff. I mean, we're talking like right now, which really concerns me, Corinne, is that we're getting ready to go into an election cycle. And it's already full bore for all intent and purposes. You know, and the Democrats right now have cover because, you know, that's their team. But when the Republicans enter in, boy, look at the bandwidth and look what's going to happen with the censorship on conservative thought. You know, Google already got caught with a video saying that there's no way that they're going to let Donald Trump get reelected. They're going to do everything they can to keep that from happening. I mean, this is a social media platform that is making this statement. I mean, this is extremely dangerous. And I am concerned that Republicans or even that the citizens, the voter politic, is allowing something like this to stand. I mean, to me, Google needs to be broken up. Facebook needs to be broken up, just like we did with Mobile and other entities. They are powerful, powerful monopolies, and they are controlling way too much of the media right now, and irresponsibly so, because where do conservatives go? There's no, right now, there's not a platform for them to gravitate to. There's no option. And America is all about choice. And what they have gotten by default here, and what we've allowed to happen, is we've allowed a monopoly of a very, very powerful communication tool that is being controlled by leftists.
No, I agree. You know, the future is online, and the future of the conservative movement is also online. Mm-hmm. This is one of the few ways that we've been able to get through to younger generations, like my generation, is by the things that conservatives do and say online. And the more control that the left has over these, you know, public utilities at this point are...
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's concerning. You're controlling a public platform, and then, you know, the companies are claiming that these public platforms are neutral and that they're open to all ideologies and all opinions.
That's a bunch of bull.
The ones that they disagree with.
Exactly. Well, we know that, Corinne. You know, what are your peers saying about this? I mean, is it so so divisive right now? I guess pretty much like adults. It's like, okay, if they're supporting my team, it's okay. But if they're not, that's a problem, and that just keeps us more divided. Or is the younger generation seeing it for what it is and going, wait a minute, we're slip sliding away here?
Younger generation is starting to realize just how silly this whole thing has gotten. People need to have the right to debate. Ideas need to be debated in public areas. The safety, the whole nanny state that the tech companies seem to be trying to impose is starting to come across as this needs to stop. Mm-hmm. This needs to stop on both sides. I mean, I've seen even people on the left who end up disagreeing with, you know, basic leftist principles get censored.
Right.
I mean, you know, a liberal cannot say, you know, that a trans person is not, you know, a trans woman is not a woman, though, mm-hmm. without getting censored.
Exactly.
If that's a liberal person, I mean, at some point, this gets old.
Corinne, we got to leave it there. I look forward to having you back, and we're going to continue this conversation. Corinne Weaver, staff writer for MRC Tech Watch. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Thank you for having me on.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Ben Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Ben Martinez died.
Yeah, don't go Joe Biden on me, okay? I mean, just chill out a little bit. Can we be civil? I guess not. All things considered, again, the antipathy, you know, towards the President of the United States is getting old and tired, isn't it? I mean, we can't talk about ideas. We can't have a discussion, a reasonable, rational discussion about how to get things back on track to make things better. I mean, we've come a long way, I would say, since the end of the Obama administration. I mean, here we were. We were to settle with a 2% GDP, if we were lucky, is what the economists associated with Barack Obama said. And, of course, now, interestingly enough, they want to take credit for the economy. I mean, it's 50% better than it was under the Obama administration. And somehow they claim, because they said, well, it was on the road to recovery. That was the trajectory. Well, interestingly enough, I mean, it might have made a little bit more sense if Barack Obama had said, look at, you know, we're at 2% right now, but fear you not, we're on a trajectory to start seeing 3 and 4%. And then when that came about, you'd say, okay, hey, you know, you can give them some credit. But it's hard pressed. I mean, I've spoken with many economists. I mean, Steve Moore, you know, and others that we have had conversations with, you know, Steve Forbes as well. Okay, how do you connect those dots? Well, regardless, I mean, here we are, and we've got a great report on a jobs report that, you know, overperformed. They were expecting, you know, maybe half of 224,000 jobs. So 224,000, you know, what does that tell us? The economy is doing well. But, you know, America is confused because even though they have more money in their account, they're a bit confused because they hear all the negative news. You know, when you got 90% of the news being put out there, which is basically propaganda that's anti-Trump, you know, you're led to believe that, man, you know, we must be in dire straits here. But look what's going on with the economy at 3.2. I mean, this is incredible recovery. I mean, we have a lot of first-time events that are taking place as it relates to the Trump economy and the policies that have been enacted. But the Democrats would want us to believe differently, you know, for obvious reasons. I mean, look at, if you were in their position, you'd want them, you got to mount some sort of argument, right? And how do you mount some sort of argument when the guy's winning it every turn, you know, so then you got to, you know, really stretch it and kind of sound like Ocasio-Cortez and say people are drinking out of toilets, you know, just to create some kind of hyperbole and question and doubt in people's minds. And, of course, this is all being supported by our mainstream media, sadly, instead of them being about the people's business and doing right by the people. Hey, you're welcome to your own political opinion. It's okay. But when it influences something as critical, I mean, you know, whether you're part of the judiciary, elected official, you know, the free press is supposed to be fair-minded and document history and give us the facts. I mean, it's no wonder. You know, I was speaking with a gal yesterday at this 4th of July party, and she's got a journalism background, and we're just talking about the impact. And she says, yes, the digital media platform has had a terrific impact, but it was hard for her to even see that, you know, people are tired. They're tired of, you know, prejudicial media and people that are not serving their purposes. They get it. They may not quite, you know, as my old mentor said, they may not quite understand exactly why they don't like you or don't trust you, but they just don't. You know, it's kind of like the same situation with Hillary Clinton. You know, you know, you get all these analysts after the fact. Well, she was unelectable. You know, she wasn't very likable, all those kind of things. But yet, you know, you would think otherwise the way they pursued her throughout the campaign. But, you know, and of course, going into it, 90%, you know, 90% she's going to win. 1,000,000 to 1. She doesn't win. And so now all of a sudden everybody has to find reasons because they have to be right. Well, you weren't right to begin with. What makes you right now? Okay? You're just kind of taking a stab in the dark, I would say, about it. And, you know, there it is, another opinion. And as I've often said, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And we got too many opinions flying around right now. And it's all giving us the wrong impression instead of giving us a true analysis of what's going on. Kind of like our, you know, our conversation with Mary, with the Major General, Mary Eder this morning. You know, this whole census deal, I mean, you can have a conversation, a reasonable conversation, say, wouldn't it be good to know how many, you know, citizens we have here and how many non-citizens that we have here? I mean, forget about whether or not they're legal or not. Just say, how many non-citizens do we have? And is it pertinent to have people representing someone who is not even a citizen? And I mentioned six. I think there's at least four seats in California, for example, that are prejudiced by this prejudicial count. Anyway, we're going to set that aside for a moment because we've got Joni DeBrito with us. Joni is the director of parenting at Focus on the Family. Joni, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm having a great day. How about you?
Wonderful. The day after, you know, rockets, red glare, a time of patriotism and everything.
Yeah.
I always love the 4th of July. And we did something special yesterday, too, in honor of Charles Krautheimer. Charles, what he would do on 4th of July, he'd have people read the Constitution and Declaration of Independence. I thought the Declaration of Independence was really cool, and we did that in the group that we were with. And I think it reinforces and helps people remember what the 4th of July is all about and, you know, the grievances that our founding fathers had and for them to so bravely, you know, decide to fall on their sword for the sake of freedom.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Really special. Anyway, what I want to talk to you about here is about bullying. You know, we hear about it from time to time. Maybe it's a little bit of a soft issue because it's summertime and bullying amongst kids seems to be exacerbated during the school season. And being since we're in the summer, is cyberbullying still in play right now?
Absolutely. It may be in play even more because so many kids have a lot of time on their hands. And, you know, we recognize that kids are not out as much as they used to be outside playing, swimming, running, doing sports, getting out in the outdoors and so forth. A lot of them are at home on the mm-hmm. computer.
Right.
And with all that extra time on their hands, if they have a grievance or they're jealous or envious of someone, sometimes they start cyberbullying.
Wow. So you say right now, even more so because of the amount of time, and so there's really been no let up in the cyberbullying.
Not really. Unfortunately, that's what makes cyberbullying so insidious, is that it can happen 24/7, 365 days a year. You know, when I was a kid, there was a neighborhood bully, and he used to pick on me once or twice a year, and I'd go home and talk to my brothers, and they'd say, you know, we'll take care of it, and they never did anything violent, but they just had a conversation with him and said, lay off. And the only time I had to deal with it was when I faced that kid, which wasn't very often. Mm-hmm. But fast forward, you know, 40-some years, and now kids can get online and bully whenever they want to, and they tend to be a lot bolder in their bullying because they're doing it without any accountability. They're not doing it face-to-face. You know, if you bully someone face-to-face, you can see their reaction, you can see if they're hurt, you can see what's happening for them, and you don't feel any sense of accountability when you're online and you can't see that in front of you.
How does the old axiom of bullying a bully come into play, Joni? Is that still is that still plausible in this anonymous cyberbullying that takes place?
Not really. Really, the best thing that you can do is learn some really good social skills about how to deal with it. But then from a parenting standpoint, parents have got to be paying attention to what's going on their kids' social media accounts and monitor things very carefully.
What do you recommend for parents that whose child is being cyberbullied?
Yeah.
Sometimes that's hard to find out because they kind of just get sullen and depressed, and you think,
right,
okay, it's just a phase, you know, that they may be going through. But,
right,
you know, what do you recommend the parents do?
Well, the first thing I recommend is that they have a monitoring system. And by monitoring, it's important that it not be a punitive monitoring system, not something where it's like, we're going to be watching what you're doing so we can catch what you're doing that's wrong and you can be disciplined for it. We want parents to be collaborating with their kids and saying, this isn't about you getting in trouble. This is about us protecting you as parents. And we want to make sure that you have the skills and you understand not only how to respond to bullies online, but also how to not be a bully yourself. Because, of course, when kids are bullied, they're more apt to be bullies themselves as well. So one of the best things is to start with a monitoring system and work with your child together. We have things like Force Field, Net Nanny, things where the purpose is to work together and come up with ways to be safe online. Then secondary to that, it's really helpful for parents to talk through scenarios. If this happens, here are some good ways that you should respond. And one of them, of course, is to set those limits to begin with in terms of, you know, how much time kids are spending online, how much you're going to be monitoring, et cetera. But the other thing is sometimes diffusing things with humor works. Often ignoring works, and rehearse with them about what they're going to say, and also help them identify trusted people in their environment. So teachers, principals, counselors, school social workers, family members, friends, neighbors, etc., that they can talk to if they're being bullied, and help them understand that, you know, reaching out to another person and talking to someone else about what's going on, if it's a trusted adult and your parents trust them and trust what kind of counsel and advice they might give to you, then they have somewhere to go other than you if for some reason they don't feel comfortable talking to you, or if you just don't happen to be available at the time.
You know, Joni, what I hear from some parents is that the rhetoric flying around, especially now we're going into a political season, and some of the conversation, things being said by elected officials, it's disgusting. And they're poor examples to these young kids because makes it seem like it's all okay, doesn't it, to some degree?
Yes.
We
got
to leave
yes.
it there. And so look forward to continuing the conversation with Joni DiBrurito.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anyone.